So let's talk about the requirements, what it takes to get your instrument rating under Part 61, which you most likely are going to be doing. So you need at least 50 hours of cross-country time as PIC pilot in command. Now, can you use any of the flight time from your prior pilot training? Sure. You can use any of the cross-country time when you flew solo. So you probably have at least 5 hours of that from your prior pilot that you can count towards this. So you have 45 hours or less remaining. Any time your instructor was on board, you cannot count that towards the 50-hour PIC requirement because you were not pilot in command when you had a passenger on board. So you can only count those 5 hours of solo cross-country time, or 5+ hours probably, from your private pilot towards this 50-hour requirement. Next requirement, 40 hours simulated instrument or actual instrument time. So what does that really mean? Well, you need at least 3 hours of sim time or actual instrument time from your private pilot training. So you're actually looking at about 37 hours or less here. You can count that 3 hours from your private pilot towards this 40-hour requirement. So now you need to spend about 37 or more hours remaining in the actual clouds or flying under the hood with a safety pilot. You can do this with a safety pilot on board. You can do it with a flight instructor on board. You're not going to be able to get this time just by yourself as the sole occupant of the airplane. You're going to need a certified private pilot or better with a valid medical, valid BFR, who can be the legal PIC for the flight while you are flying under the hood, logging simulated instrument time if you're going to go out and do this in VFR conditions with a safety pilot on board. If you want to do it with all with a flight instructor, that's great. You just probably have to pay that flight instructor to sit there next to you while you're flying under the hood. Or if you're flying in the actual clouds, then of course, you know, your flight instructor would have to have an instrument rating for you guys to actually be going in the clouds in the first place. So moving on here to the next requirement, you have to have at least a 250 nautical mile cross country that is filed and flown under IFR with your CFII. So this is part of your 15 hours of instruction that's required from a CFII. That is the final requirement, is you need at least 15 hours of dual from your CFII. And of course, 3 of those hours needs to be in preparation for the check ride and that kind of standard requirement there. But this 250 nautical mile cross country filed and flown under IFR with your CFII, it's gonna be flown along airways or a route directed by ATC. And during this flight, you need to do 3 different kinds of instrument approaches, something like an ILS, a VOR, and a GPS. So you don't have to pick, you know, 4 different airports to go to or anything like that. You just have to do 3 different kinds of approaches while you're on this flight. And it's good to choose 2 or 3 different airports to go fly to so you can get your 3 instrument approaches in. Choose something that's at least, you know, 50 miles apart for that cross-country requirement, so at least 50 nautical miles in your first leg, and then 250 nautical miles total round trip for that long cross-country. Obviously, being vectored and all that stuff does not count for mileage. It needs to be measured on a sectional chart straight-line distance. So that is it for the requirements, but in all reality, expect to spend at least 20 hours with your CFII getting ready for the instrument rating, if not more. It typically takes around 20 to 25 hours to get somebody where they're competent to pass a check ride. And as far as to get someone where they're really safe and competent to go fly IFR by themselves in the clouds, that's actually even more. It's actually easier to pass the check ride than it is to be really safe and competent in the airplane. So if you're serious about flying IFR, you're not just getting this rating just to get it, well, then I would highly encourage you to aim at that 25 to 30 hour mark, doing long cross countries under IFR with your CFII, going to different airports, going to different states, really exploring different terrain, different environments, and getting good, valuable experience along the way with somebody on board to help coach you and kind of encourage you through that process so that you're not getting in over your head after you get the instrument rating and you hit the real world. Now, just common sense here, as you're going through training, some things that are going to make it work really well for you. Think back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So you need sleep, you need to eat, you need to, all those basic needs that are covered in Maslow's hierarchy before you can actually learn and achieve good learning to make progress towards this instrument rating. Some of the things that are really going to help make this process easy, hopefully you already did this during your private pilot training, you need the obvious things like headset, charts, iPad, all that. You need your logbook, you need a set of foggles. It's nice to have your own set of foggles so you're not borrowing from the flight school and you show up for a flight lesson and then turns out the flight school is missing them, you know, or somebody didn't return them or they took them home with them. And now what are you supposed to use for foggles for your flight lesson? It's good to have your own pair, you know, $15, cheap investment. And it's a really good idea to keep in your flight bag at least 1 or 2 sealed bottles of water. and make sure you replace them if you actually drink them, just so you have water available, so you have your basic needs met. Keep two snack bars, like a little nut bar, Nature Valley bar, something like that, in your flight bag, so that if you show up to the airport and you're hungry, you don't have to run out and try to get food, or maybe you don't have time before your flight lesson, you can get some calories in you, so your blood sugar is all right, so you're actually thinking and functioning, and you're not starving while you're going through that flight lesson trying to learn. Make sure you have a pair of sunglasses, make sure you have a flashlight. Regular flashlight's fine. I prefer headlamps, actually, that can actually strap around your head, makes it really easy if you're going to be flying at night. And of course, you can get a red one if you want to be super fancy. At least have something, right? So even though people will be out there pre-flighting their airplanes with red flashlights, red doesn't show chemicals and oil streaks and all that very well. You need to pre-flight at night with a good bright white light, and then just give yourself time for your eyes to adjust until you actually go fly. But as far as what you're going to use in the actual aircraft, yeah, having a red or white light is fine. Red's definitely good for in the aircraft when you're actually flying, and a headlamp is preferable over just a regular flashlight. If you do just have a regular flashlight and you're stuck in a bind, you can always throw that flashlight alongside your head, underneath your headset, and that'll kind of hold it there where you're looking and aiming, so it frees up your hands to actually do what you have to do in the actual cockpit. Go ahead and review, if you get a chance, Maslow's hierarchy. Talks about those basic needs. Most important things are like physiological needs, sleep, eating, all that sort of stuff. Then safety, then love and belonging, then esteem, and then self-actualization. Not that you really need to know this for your check ride, but it's really going to help you make the most out of your flight training process if you are taking care of yourself and putting yourself in a position to learn, setting yourself up for success. You will learn more, you'll absorb more, you'll be able to perform better on the flight lessons. Overall, you'll save yourself a lot of time and money. So don't just blow off this stuff as a bunch of psychological, you know, babble, whatever, that CFIs need to worry about. This is stuff that you need to worry about and take care of yourself, your own body, your basic eating, drinking, all of that, to make sure you are ready to learn, you're ready to go fly the airplane, whether it's just with a safety pilot or for a flight lesson, all real important stuff. And that is it for how to prepare and navigate your training for your instrument rating.